Welcome to Everything Life Coaching. I'm John Kim.
And I'm Noelle Cordeau. We are the founders of Lumia.
And we're super passionate about all things coaching, and we want to share what we've learned from over a decade of coaching and training thousands of life coaches.
Let's dive into the science and magic of coaching.
On today's episode, creating internal coaching programs. Basically, what would happen if managers were coaches?
One of the things that we can kick off with was there was recently an article published in Fortune magazine that was a first-person narrative, which I thought was really interesting from a CEO of a really huge company that staffs virtual assistants. His name, Barnaby Lashbrook. And I loved what he had to say, and I was really curious about what he did. His company was in this space where employee engagement was tanking, productivity was tanking. No one was really sure what to do coming back from the pandemic, coming back into a space of, oh, we have to return to the office and so on. He listened to the employees who were at his company. And based on the feedback from the people who work for him, he took all of the managers in the company and replaced them with coaches.
Wow.
What do you think happened?
An injection of empathy. I think less grabbing, less controlling, more people trying to understand. And, you know, when I think about the word manager, because manager kind of feels dated, doesn't it? The word manager to me feels, very like 80s. When I think of manager, I think of pointed fingers, barking orders, people coming at you. And then when I think of coaches, I think of let's do this together. I think of guidance. I think of leadership, where we're coming with each other instead of kind of at each other. So yeah, the whole temperature would change.
The whole temperature would change. So as this initiative was getting set up, the people who were brought in as coaches had one very clear job, and it was to help the employees be as productive as possible and to achieve more. So, you know, what does this look like? What do the skill sets look like if we're really breaking it down? This was a role that was created to provide really close mentoring, feedback, and encouragement. And really specifically, it was to help the employees themselves identify how they work best, and then to provide those folks with the training to bridge the gap. And it was really employee directed. And I think that this point is the central one when we're looking at, well, how do we transition from traditional management to coaching? It's actually that the employee, not the manager, is the center of the power dynamic of saying, this is how I work best. This is what I need. Yeah. This is what I need to be successful. And so it's turning everything on its head in terms of how employees think of themselves showing up every day.
Hey, isn't this kind of what's happening in the world in general, collectively, just, you know, with words like patriarchy and even like this, speaking of pink, you know, this whole Barbie movie and stuff, the power being shifted.
And that power shifting can feel really scary to folks who have traditionally relied on command and control, you know, systems and structures. But really what we're talking about is a different way of directing our energy. So instead of directing from above and saying, do this, you're directing alongside and saying, how can I help? How can I support? And I don't know about you, but if I were in a position of having to choose between the two, do I want people to just blindly do what I say and it's on me to be right or wrong? Or do I want to be next to people who I genuinely believe are talented, bright, and capable and help them do their best work? You know, I'd want to be in the second position because we spread our resources around mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's what a team is.
Yeah. I've experienced as an employee, I've experienced working in treatment centers where it was run by an iron fist, very managerial. Everyone was scared. And, you know, going into work was very dreadful. Everyone thought that they could be laid off at any moment. And the women who ran it, very controlling, and you know, you had to like sign out to go to the restroom, that kind of thing. And then, I've worked in spaces, and including at Lumia, where the person's empowered instead of told what to do. And what I've learned is I definitely, I'm more productive. I'm more open. I'm a team player. I'm more, you know, that in that kind of space than where in the other space where you're told what to do, I'm just hiding out in the restroom, you know?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, we're talking about this qualitatively, but then when we look at this quantitatively, what happened in this particular company, and the company is called Time, etc. Productivity increased 20%.
Yeah.
And in the period after all of these changes were implemented, Time, etc. is now in the top 1% of employee engagement for Fortune 500 companies globally. So it changed the character of the organization, the way the organization shows up in the world, the way the organization is able to perform. And it changed the lives of the people who exist inside of this organization. When Barnaby Lashbrook, CEO, shout out to Barnaby, reflected on this, he said that no change is ever smooth sailing and there have been kinks.
Yeah.
But what is literally called for is a different set of skills from traditional management. And as soon as they realized that they needed to do more to equip people and to actually train people on how to coach, it took time to figure it out. And that the number one challenge was setting up boundaries and workflow in a non-manager-led environment.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about. And I think that's a place that we can go from here to look at and say, okay, well, you know, what do internal coaching programs look like? What does it look like? What are lots of different ways that organizations can do this stuff? Where have you seen or have you experienced, are you aware of outside of Lumia, because that's an easy example, any organizations that utilize the tenets of coaching, which is you know, worker equity, harmony, connection, mattering, asking people, you know, what they need.
From the outside, a lot of friends with startups, this seems to be kind of the new template, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm witnessing it in that way. But just because I'm, you know, an entrepreneur who kind of mostly works alone in his garage, I haven't experienced it personally. But I am, you know, through reading and through hearing from friends as they start companies, how they want to set the tone, this is now, I think, becoming the way, you know. And I think for the employees, they're also not willing to negotiate. Like, this is almost, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think there's a lot of tolerance anymore when it comes to, you know, the work environment, how we're treated, you know, what we believe we're worth, you know, pay, all that stuff. So I think eventually the leaders are the higher ups are not going to have a choice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's certainly happening. So, you know, whether you're in an organization or you're in a startup, you're going to build an organization, or even if you're just early in your career and you're looking to the future and saying, well, how do I grow and develop these skills now? Mm-hmm. I think that there are a couple of different models that we can play with. So one that we just described, which is manager as coach, which is what that company Time, etc. did, is actually bringing in coaches. What that looks like in real everyday life is a lot more communication than people are typically used to.
Yeah.
Because coaching is a discipline where you have to have conversations in order to do the work of it. So where a manager might have said, okay, this is the agenda, and like let everybody go to do their work, and then they do check-ins on, you know, productivity, how are we doing? That's out the window. What we're now looking at are weekly, consistent, follow-up, follow-through, daily, consistent, follow-up, follow-through. How are you doing? How is it going? What are you working on? And for that manager to be a hell of a lot more active day in and day out on sourcing the productivity, helping the employees set boundaries, measuring the performance in real time so no one is caught out by like, oh, we missed goal. If you're actually on top of stuff weekly, everybody in the organization is very finely attuned with how we're working as an engine together, you know, towards our mutual goals. So it does take a lot of verbal skill in order to do this. It takes a lot of emotional intelligence to be able to do this. And I think a great example of why coaches are so effective, I had a conversation not too long ago with someone who was a manager as coach, who said that the number one skill that they utilize to be successful is being able to look at somebody's face and know that they need to talk about something.
Oh, just by the expression on their face. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're like me and you have permanent, you know, I always look like I'm miserable. Yeah, that can be misleading.
It can, but it also means that you're really getting to know somebody because, right, you know, like, you have tells. Like I can tell when you're upset. I can tell when there's actually something, you know, below the surface because I know you. I know your verbal cadence. I know your patterns. And these are the types of things that coaches are trained to observe. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you know as a coach when there's emotion swimming below the surface? How do you gain enough comfort with helping people manage difficult emotions to let somebody, you know, really vent it out and then get them back on track? Like, this is part and parcel of the coaching experience.
Yeah.
Another type of internal coaching that I think is really interesting, this was first talked about in, I think, 2021, 22 in the Wall Street Journal. It was McKinsey did the research. And this was a projection that there are going to be actually two people in the managerial role moving forward. One is going to know how to do the job, drive productivity, and help people with their professional development, like get better at the actual job itself. Mm-hmm. And then the other manager is going to be a coach who is solely focused on that person's emotional well-being and professional development, but from a different context. It's how do you advance within your career? Where are you going within the organization? And in 2023, as most companies are looking at talent and saying, oh shit, we're fucked. Like, we need to retain all of our talent. Moving people into these roles within the organization, actually having dedicated people to talk to employees. What are your goals? What are your skill sets? Where do you want to go? And then have that coach be an outside person who's actually a sponsor within the organization to help people move and grow and do and learn stuff that they really want to do. That is a beautiful way for organizations to begin letting people, hey, we care about your growth as a whole person. So I'm hoping to see that more and more.
It's like having your own, it's like having a guidance counselor.
It is. It's like having a guidance counselor that helps you, you know, absolutely 100% navigate the progression of a particular organization. So people, the organizations themselves are keeping all of that institutional knowledge inside. So kudos to folks who are doing that. Another model that I love, that a job that I would love to have is, and I'm seeing this happening more and more, is organizations are hiring life coaches, well-being to actually be life coaches for their employees, not executive coaches, not performance coaches, but like whole how's your life coaches for their employees.
You know what I love about that is when an organization, when a company provides you life coaches, especially in-house, they're basically saying, we care about your life.
Yes.
You know, and so if you care about someone's life and you make their life better, then of course their performance is going to go up, or productivity, or, you know, like, and I think when they're miserable, they're not going to want to, you know, work as much. So,
or the work
they do is not meaningful. So I think that's really, really the smart way. Just firing managers, probably not the way to go, but having life coaches or training managers to be, to wear, you know, two hats, right?
So Zappos was the company that really pioneered that, was having a life coach for every employee. Mm. And where I'm starting to see that trend take hold is in health systems. health and hospital systems, because the doctors, the nurses, the social workers, everybody in palliative care, my God, these humans are so burnt out and they need care and support so much. So actually bringing in coaches to support the employees themselves with everything from grief, burnout, communication skills, everything nobody learned in med school is becoming a really, really strong trend that I'm excited about. All right. So if you're listening to us and you're like, this makes a ton of sense, how do we do it, right? So, step one is obviously to get stakeholder buy-in. So there are so many great case studies out there, just like the one that we showed today with Time, etc. And then the other piece, something that we're seeing at Lumia, is that more and more companies are interested in providing ICF accredited coach training as an employee benefit. So typically, organizations have about $5,000 that they say, all right, we're going to spend $5,000 every year on our employees. And that's, at least at Lumia, the price point for part one of our ICF coach training program. And so this is right in line with where the benefits market is going. So if you work in HR, if you're thinking, I need to do this for my people, this is it. Going through the door of benefits is a wonderful way, because the framework is already established. The funding is already established. Companies have it set aside. They know they want to train people. So let's get them moving with coaching. What do folks learn in coach training? If you're thinking about, Lumia, what do you think the most valuable thing that somebody could walk away with if they wanted to bring this in-house?
The ability to hold a safe space, the ability to read people, the ability to really try to understand instead of, the whole barking orders or giving advice. So, and I think that would, if everyone at the company had that skill set, what would that be like?
It would be like Lumia, because everybody goes through our coach training program. And so we have this wonderful team that embodies all of these characteristics. I think for me, the number one skill that really comes out of coach training is listening.
Yeah, I was going to say listening.
And listening is everything. If you're able to actually, for 10 seconds, put aside what you want to say and hear someone and internalize it and take that meaning, you gather so much, information. So I feel that the skill of listening alone can transform our workforce and our economy. But then as we're really drilling down and we're looking at coach training as an employee benefit, we're talking about durable skills. Durable skills, especially with a professional certification like coaching, represents a body of skills that you take with you. It's like having a little suitcase full of gold that you can take with you into every single position, into every single job, into every single place that you want to advance your career. And it includes at the foundation, growth mindset, which I don't think growth mindset gets enough credit for how powerful it can be in transforming, a singular human existence.
It's a game changer.
What has your experience been with growth mindset?
The fixed mindset, which is what I had most of my 20s, half of my 30s, and then after my divorce, developing a growth mindset, it changed my life. It changed my inner life. It changed my perspective. I also think sometimes I snap back, but it opens the world up. It, pulls you out of trenches, so it's not just a work thing. It's a whole life thing.
It is. Growth mindset gives you the wherewithal to ask the question, what else is there?
Yeah.
And that prevents you from getting stuck in any one solution set, any one path, any one expectation of what your life or your day or your hour is going to be like. And then alongside that, coach training doubles down on empathy, self-awareness, how do I show up, collaboration, powerful questioning, planning and goal setting, which is like, that's the easy part of coach training. Right. You know, that's the easy part. It's the human skills development that people really work on and grow from. And then, of course, you know, the outcome of all of this is leadership, mm-hmm. where people get the hang of living in a growth mindset, empathy, self-awareness, collaboration, and they become natural leaders, and they're able to manage progress and accountability without that command and control, but with true, you know, collaboration and buy-in from the people around them. So it's powerful stuff.
I think the most ineffective leaders are leaders who have a, you know, who live in victim mode. And growth mindset, the most powerful thing about, I think, growth mindset is it pulls you out of victim mode. You're able to see greater than self. It's about the macro. It's about the collective. And when you have a fixed mindset, there's a ceiling on what you see. So that's why you live in a very kind of victim, you know, a self-induced prison. And mm-hmm. you know, I got dealt shitty cards, and this is what I'm stuck with. And so when leaders have that mindset, they just try to control everyone. When you have a growth mindset, you know, it's more about how can we instead of, you know, how can I?
Yeah. And I have to say, as a leader, leadership can be very, very lonely. Yeah. But my own direct experience now, being almost 10 years into this John, I'm going to drop some Philly terms, is that having had the experience of empowering people around me and really leaning into a coaching and collaborative space, I no longer feel alone as a leader. Mm. I feel that my team has me, I have them, and we have each other. And that is a gift when times are hard that I could have never anticipated coming as a result of humility.
Yeah, you know, you bring up a really good point, because when you are a quote unquote manager, or you are kind of barking orders and leading with an iron fist, yeah, that also puts you on an island, and it's hard to have authentic relationships where people care about you. When you're leading the other way, more with the head of a coach, you make authentic relationships. People care about you as well as you caring about the people you're leading. So it goes both ways.
Absolutely. And again, you know, the most powerful thing you can do sometimes is say, hey, do you need to chat? And just see what the answer on the other side is.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're listening and this is sparking all sorts of curiosities and questions for you, give me a call at Lumia. We can talk about how to bring coaching as an employee benefit to your organization. And, you know, John, you're the best. Thanks for dorking out on all this stuff with me. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. And also just a reminder that this stuff doesn't just stay in the workplace, right? So it ripples into relationships, friendships. I mean, you know, all the stuff that we teach at Lumia affects your life as a whole person, not just, you know, as a leader. So,
yeah, indeed. Well said. Well, friends, thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Be well. Thanks for listening to Everything Life Coaching. If you're feeling the draw to become a coach, head to lumiacoaching.com/everything. Explore a new career that brings fulfillment, gives you a true sense of purpose, and a bold community to do it with.
Lumia is ready to equip you with the tools, training, and community you will need to reach your goals. If you're ready to build a unique coaching business on your own terms while making an impact on the world at large, Lumia is the next bold step in your coaching journey. That's lumiacoaching.com/everything.
And hey, if you're waiting for a sign, this is it.